We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over, touchdown UCLA. Let him eat.
He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line.
Keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is. Touchdown UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, you'll love to see it. As we open up this program tonight, every single Division I college football conference is either playing football in the fall or has a plan to do so. And look, the Pac-12 is the latest to step up, as they have made a lot of change since we have spoken last week. A 7-game UCLA season is in order starting in November, and there's a lot of excitement around these parts. Let's welcome you into the Bruin Insider Show and introduce you to our team. Quarterback Wayne Cook, former UCLA star, is with us alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are the three-pronged attack for this hour, and we are all on Twitter. If you'd like to continue the UCLA sporting conversation, we are always available, ready to chat with you. Wayne is on Twitter at Wayne Cook UCLA, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So here's what to expect on the program. How did we get to this point of playing in 2020? Was it the right move? What prompted the Pac-12 to reverse their prior decision? Plus, what can the Bruins realistically achieve in this abridged season? And what exactly, Wayne, quantifies success? There's a whole lot to get to, so many topics. I can't wait to get into it with you guys.
Yeah, that's a long, long answer, and I know we're just in the first segment here, but it to me, I'm just pumped. I knew this was going to happen as soon as Commissioner Scott said it's a game changer with the testing. I kind of knew it was moving in the right direction. Athletic directors got involved, president's got involved. was a little negative stuff that wasn't true about UCLA not being on board, but that wasn't the truth. And so, and I hate that, by the way. There's so much nonsense that goes around on social media and other things that it's a shame. But I am fired up. I think it's time. I think they've figured out a way to do it safely, and let's play.
I'm fired up. We got football back right there with you guys. Hey, let's not forget what was also in that announcement last week. Basketball is going to start on time with the new start date on November 25th. The Bruin basketball programs are back practicing at the Mo Austin Center. We caught up with the star of the men's basketball team this year, Chris Smith, back for his senior season. We talked to him about his decision to return, how things have gone over the summer for him, the improvements he's made, and also the hair of this basketball team. A lot of new hairdos on this team. Plus, we speak with a former UCLA basketball great, John Vallely, two-time national champion with John Wooden, and a UCLA Athletics Hall of Famer. He is the architect of the Dribble for the Cure event that helps raise money to fight pediatric cancer. And we'll talk with him about how that event is going virtual this year, as well as get some John Wooden memories from him as well.
For everyone listening to this program today, if you're searching for an excuse to put a smile on your face, the aforementioned Chris Smith is going to do it. Wait until you hear what he has to say when he had the opportunity to reunite with his teammates in person at Mo Austin for the first time in half a year. All right, a lot of you have seen the gif of the guy that's stuffing popcorn uncontrollably in his face. That might be you. When we tell you how Bruin football became a reality in the fall, we break it down for you. That conversation is coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Town and Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yeah, the crew is all here. I want to welcome you from Nick Cope and Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Finley. This is the Bruin Insider Show. So since we spoke to you last week, a whole lot has changed. The Pac-12 lateraling back on their earlier decision, and now they want to play football. And how does this affect UCLA? Well, what we know right now, the season will start November 6th/7th, that weekend, 7 games for each Pac-12 team. So essentially, the NCAA will say the fall camp goes into effect 29 days before game one. So that could say, I don't know, middle, early part of October. How did we get here? Well, last week, the Pac-12 presidents and chancellors voted unanimously to start their season, start football. The rapid COVID-19 testing has led to the flip in decision. How it works for each team, we don't know the actual schedule. That is supposed to come out later this week, according to reports. But every team will play the five teams in their division, plus a crossover divisional game. All six of those games will be determined and count to the standings. And then everybody's going to play the weekend of the Pac-12 title game. So, Wayne, you're hearing all of these caveats and these nuances to it. What do you think of the format as we know it right now for fall football and UCLA?
I love it. Great job, Pac-12. It took a while. There was a lot of quiet. There was a lot of silence. There was a lot less noise than we heard in the Big Ten. We know that around the country that the plans to play quickly haven't worked for everybody. There's been postponements every week. We'll see. It looks like Notre Dame's not going to get to play again. I don't know if that's not confirmed, but still they're having some issues right now. And it's going to continue to happen. Hopefully the Pac-12 has come up with a plan to where, because they're going to be pushed to try to get this all done, because that championship weekend they'll have the Pac-12 championship game, but then every other team will play, and I'm assuming they'll kind of pit divisions based on who finished second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and kind of have games, and they'll all play on that same day. And this will be done before the December 20th date of the selection committee to decide on the playoffs. There's chatter going around, guys, and I'm one of those that thinks that this would be the perfect year to kind of change things up a little bit, because there's no cross, conference games. So nobody's playing people outside of their conference. So for the most part, the committee's going to have a heck of a time trying to pick, the four teams to make the playoffs. And so some people have pushed for, hey, maybe this is the year, just a one-time deal where we expand and we put the conference champions in, which I, by the way, would be a proponent of. But I still do think seven games is enough. I think that we've already seen, and it's funny, you guys, remember last year when Oregon went and played Auburn and they lost at the very end, and then everybody said the Pac-12 is done. They're done. Now, granted, by the end of the year, the Pac-12 still had a chance, but people overreacted to that. Well, Oklahoma's done, as far as I'm concerned, because their loss was terrible. LSU's done. Okay, so because what I think is that if they're going to say that certain things are okay, then that has to be okay for every conference. I mean, there was even some teams that won that looked terrible. So I think the Pac-12 is – this has been a weird year so far, and it's going to be a weird year all the way through, because there's going to be – teams that are playing less than at full strength because maybe some people have to sit out a game because of COVID. And then there's going to be, teams that can't play games. So who knows what the numbers are going to be. So I think if there's a Pac-12 team that can get in the majority of their games and look really, really good, I think why wouldn't they have a shot? I mean, let's be honest. A lot of the SEC, remember the SEC plays, they play eight conference games and four non-conference games. And usually like three of the four non-conference games they play are garbage anyway. So, these are all going to be real games this year, and you're going to see maybe some teams winning championships with one or two losses because they have to play each other. They don't get the soft schedules like normal. They have to play a lot of conference games, which is challenging.
I'm right there with you, Wayne. I mean, we heard last week from just nationwide chatter, college football fans just writing off the Pac-12 with the seven-game schedule, and then you see heavyweights like Oklahoma, LSU go down. It's like, hey, why can't a Pac-12 team run the table and they look good and get in? I'm right there with you. Brian, I did want to answer one of your things you alluded to earlier. Training camp should start by the end of next week, October 8th or 9th, and I'm sure people have seen the pictures on social media. The team is back in helmets and pads. They're up to 20 hours a week now, so starting to ramp up. Wayne, I wanted to ask you a question that's probably hard to answer, but I think it's something to think about as we get closer to the season and into the season. How do we measure success for UCLA in what will hopefully be just this season, the most atypical season that we'll ever see?
I just think that UCLA was on the cusp coming into the year of definitely having a big jump. The first 2 years under Chip Kelly, there was a lot of rebuilding, a lot of young players playing, a lot of, like, I noticed this when I watched the LSU game this weekend, for example. They have some guys playing this year that don't look like the 14 NFL guys they lost. They're not there yet. I forget what the guy's name was in the secondary, but he looked like he weighed about 160 pounds. So he didn't look like a normal LSU guy. And so, this is a mature game. When you have men playing it, the difference between an 18-year-old and 20 and 21-year-olds is a big deal. And so when you have guys that have been around for a while that have played in a lot of college games, offensively, I see that with UCLA. I really do. And so I think this is going to be the best offense we've seen. I know I put a lot of expectations on Dorian Thompson-Robinson because, you know, it's his third year. It's time. It's time to make this offense kind of an elite offense, one of the better offenses in the Pac-12. A lot of talent, whether it's Felton or Phillips, or, I mean, I could go down the list of or Irwin or Coda or, you know, whoever, okay? This team has talent. You know, I expect Keegan Jones to do more this year. You know, we'll see what we see out of the running backs. On defense, that's where this is going to be a big issue, and it seems like it's been a big issue for a long time. Linebackers, are we going to rely on some big-time recruits, some people that have come into the program that could really, really help? But there are some transfers in the secondary. I'm not sure, you know, because we haven't seen them yet. You know, I really, really expect Odighizuwa to have a very big year this year, you guys, because you need a pass rush that really helps the secondary as much as anything. But to me, I see this offense primed for a big year, and I want so bad, and I know there's going to be some tweaks to the scheme this year. I want this defense to step up and improve. I don't know what the number is, but I don't want it in the 100 and somethings nationally. You know, let's get to respectability at least. And if that happens, I just think that UCLA, remember, this team won 4 conference games last year. You know, they just didn't win any. They didn't win any of their non-conference. So they can beat teams in the Pac-12. They can. And I think they're ready to take a jump. It depends on how quickly they can get rolling.
That's the voice of former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley here on the Bruin Insider Show. And piggybacking off the point, guys, the whole debate about is 7 games enough for the Pac-12 to showcase themselves and be worthy of making the college football playoff. Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, was on Fox TV's college football pregame show last Saturday. And he said, quote, "There's no reason an impressive 7-0 Pac-12 champion should not be in the college football conversation," close quote. So he believes it can happen. You guys were saying the same thing. All right, coming up, why this coming season could be the best medicine for UCLA football in its hopes of regaining superiority in the conference. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across the keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook.
Want to welcome you back to the program. Thank you for giving us a bit of your time on this Tuesday. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley with you. And one question that might be entering your mind, UCLA football fans, is how close is this team to getting back to the top of the conference? And I'm going to argue why there's no better chance than this season to do that. We've looked at the season so far, other conferences playing in college football. It's not so top-heavy, right? There's this NCAA basketball tournament buzz, a lot of upsets. Teams that realize that, hey, one loss could mean we're not in the Pac-12, or excuse me, the college football playoff. And the chances of making the college football playoff are slimmer. And a lot of these bigger name teams like LSU, Oklahoma are letting their guard down. So teams that have struggled, I think, are better wired to have successful seasons this year, Wayne. And I look at big names. We've seen upsets, like I said, and a team that looks at the season with a mental, like, I'm going to take a sabbatical, could be dangerous. And that's where I think UCLA needs to pounce. They need to really take advantage of this because they have something to prove.
Well, okay, this is a really complicated thing to talk about, believe it or not, because it's to me, if you're a winner, you show up no matter what. I've never understood the analogy to athletes where they act like players, like take games off or go through the motions. I would never want that guy. If I'm an NFL scout, I don't want to draft that guy. I'm looking at motor. I'm looking at guys that play a certain way all the time. So here's where I'm gonna talk about what you were talking about, though. I think the psychological factor of sports is big time. I think it matters so much. When you think you can win, it matters. When you feel like you're good, when you have, like, we've seen it this year with Miami, for example, with teams that have really struggled. That team in Miami right now with Derek King at quarterback feels like they can beat anybody. They've had three successful games, and now they're talking. And, you know, every year the Miami fans are always like the U. And it's like, sorry, guys, that was like 20 years ago. It's just not you're not the U anymore. And I don't think they should try to be. But what they're doing right now with an electrifying quarterback, and they're playing better. And they just whooped Florida State. Not that Florida State's any good. But I think they're an example of a team that's kind of struggled with just being mediocre. And now they believe. And I just look at what I mentioned it already on offense with a lot of players coming back. I know we always focus on the offensive line, but I think if Dorian can grow into being that type of electric player, you know, Jocelyn Lewin, Matt Stevens, and I have been doing classic games, the Bruin UCLA football rewind. And the ones that we've done with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he's had very good rushing games and throwing games. He's been the complete quarterback. We know that he's had other games where that hasn't happened. And sometimes that's his teammates. Sometimes that's the defense of the other team and whatever. But I think he can do that with this offense. I think this offense has a chance to be really, really good. On the other side of the ball, it is nice that up front you have players that have some experience. You have seniors and juniors. That's exciting. I love that Quentin Lake's coming back. That's another experienced player. You know, Stephen Blaylock's experience, Gates, Williams. We have guys. The linebacking crew, it'll be interesting. I feel bad for Damian Sellers because here's a big-time recruit that's coming in that may be thrust into action early. We don't know. I don't know what's happening in those battles. But it'll be interesting to see because with the lack of spring ball and everything else, it's hard to come in. But I just think if that side of the ball can believe and make plays, pressure the quarterback, have some turnovers. This team's been lacking in that area. Get turnovers. It's amazing how much those impact games. Then I don't see, like, seriously, Utah, you guys, they lost a ton. Okay, and I know Utah's always good, but they've lost a lot. I mean, Arizona State's been recruiting really well, but we beat Arizona State last year. So we already know we can do that. I mean, I'm looking across the South, and I'm like, why not? Are you afraid of Colorado? Are you afraid of Arizona and Arizona State? I mean, Utah's been kind of the team. And, you know, with those other guys, I forget who else is in the conference. There's another team that has a horse or something before a game. But whatever. They're winnable games. I mean, they're winnable games. And then what's going to be interesting is what could impact this entire year, you guys. Who's that one game that you get on the other side? And then after that, who cares? Because you want to be undefeated and you want to play for the championship, so you want to play that. But you know, how are they going to figure out who plays who? Who's going to get Oregon State and who's going to get Oregon? You know what I mean?
Wayne, I think going first to talking about linebacker, another guy you didn't mention, but that we've only seen a couple games, but I think is going to be involved there, is Bo Calvert as well. Yeah. Only played a couple games over the last couple years. But you went right where I wanted to lead you, Wade. I'm thinking about the South, and I'm like, there's no juggernaut here. You know, Utah is not the same. Not going to repeat everything you said, but with the schedule not out yet, we're still waiting for that crossover game. But those other five games, they're right there for the taking if UCLA plays to its potential.
You know, first of all, I'm glad you brought up Bo because, you know, when I see a picture of this guy, he just kind of looks like the definition of a linebacker, right? And UCLA said so many good ones. I really want him to have a big year. I thought he showed signs. I really did. I think he can be really, really good. So I'm hopeful. You know, I'm really hopeful, and I'm with you, though. You know, the South to me is up in the air. I think most people when they pick are going to pick that team I was talking about, the ones that play that stinking song the whole game. But it'll be I'm joking a little bit. SC is going to be good. But again, UCLA's played them well over the last several years. They don't always win, but during this last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever. I mean, there's been a lot of good games and a lot of close games. So I think the talent is a good matchup. And I'm really interested to see what happens. Now, I'm curious when that game happens. Like, all this stuff is really interesting to me. Like, when is that game played? You know, is it played early in the year? Is it played later in the year? So there's going to be a lot of weird tweaks. I would much rather start the season off with Colorado or Arizona, for example. But, you know, because that's going to matter. If you have to come out of the chute and play a big-time game week one, That's rough. So the schedule is going to matter a lot because we all know that teams improve the most between week one and week two. And so that first week's matchup is going to be a big deal. And I'm wondering because I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but some of the other conferences, let's be honest, there was some strategical maneuvers to get certain teams scheduled correctly so that they could end up in the playoffs. I don't know if the Pac-12 has ever done that. And I don't know if they're planning on doing that, but it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
That's Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback. Nick Cope is with us. I'm Brian Fenley. We appreciate everyone for listening to us. This is the Bruin Insider Show. And just to put a bow to this segment, I likened this year, guys, to a bridge year and a real trampoline, because I think that there's no better time than now to use this schedule, when we get it, to make up a lot of ground in the Pac-12 hierarchy, and that you can position yourself for the future by what is this 7-game season. So, yes, it's important to win as many games as possible, but think about how you can use this year to put yourself way in front for the long-term success of the program, and that's where you really see the depth perception here. It's not just about this single season and what success means, going back to your question, Nick, about how do you quantify success, but I think real success is what you do this year and then build off of it so that you can set yourself for even better things moving forward.
Jay, hold on. Right, I know you're going to take a break, but just real quick, winning recruits. So I'm going to agree with that part. Winning recruits, but there is not a player on this team that cares about next year right now. And if they do, I'm worried about them. They need to be playing. They need to be playing every freaking game like they want to win. And I'm telling you, the rest of the stuff will take care of itself. Play to win. The rest of the stuff will take care of itself.
I don't think we have to worry about that with the guys on this team. They seem they seem ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah, wait, you read my mind, Wayne. That's not anything for them to think about, but just for us as pontificators. Coming up on the other side, he's making the NBA wait one more year. Chris Smith takes us inside his world the last 6 months, the UCLA basketball star. Why he came back for his senior year? What's the new flair that he's added to his game? And what's up with this new haircut? He's with us next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit UCLA.Westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The UCLA men's basketball coach Mick Cronin still might be looking to fill his non-conference schedule this upcoming season, but he is loaded with talent on his roster. And it all starts with Chris Smith, and Chris is with us now. You would return to UCLA for your senior year and hold off on the NBA aspirations for the time being. How does that decision sit with you right now, especially that you and your Bruin teammates have reunited, you've got the clearance to get back to practice, and have coaches present?
I think it was the best decision. I'm super-duper excited that I made it, you know. Glad that I could weigh my options out and take as much time as I needed. And, you know, happy that Coach Cronin and the rest of the coaching staff, you know, was, you know, behind me either way. So, just knowing that, you know, the guys here were rooting for me, whether I, you know, stayed or left, it definitely made the decision a lot easier. And now that I'm back in the gym with them and, you know, back hooping with them, I couldn't be happier.
When you announced your return, you had that statement through the UCLA basketball Twitter account. You mentioned unfinished business, and I'm sure the whole team feels like that. How long did it take for you and the guys to process and move on from what kind of became a lost season?
Well, I mean, we lost our last game, unfortunately. But to be able to put together a 7-game winning streak is something, you know, that whether, you know, our season didn't end well and we could have gone through it or not, is something that we definitely could have felt like we could have built upon this year. Especially with the fact that everyone, you know, who played major minutes is coming back. We got the same, you know, coaching staff. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone knows the deal. So coming off that win streak, unfortunately, losing and not being able to redeem ourselves in the tournament, that was a bummer. But, you know, the guys are really just happy, you know, to come back and be together. And we're really looking forward to the next season and trying to get a chip.
That is certainly the case. It is UCLA basketball star Chris Smith with us on the Bruin Insider Show alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Finley. So, Chris, you spoke about dealing with the unforeseen premature ending to last season.
Yeah.
These last 6 months or so have also afforded you the opportunity to self-reflect on your life, on basketball, in ways that perhaps might not have been the case without COVID-19 and how that's affected everything, but also the challenges of that and social unrest. And you are at the same time growing in your love of basketball through these last 6 months. Take us through your mind the last 6 months and how you've come to terms with these challenges that this world is dealing with, and then also fostering once again your love of basketball.
Well, I'd say the love of basketball is what kept me sane through this whole time. You know, with COVID and everything, just trying to stay healthy, keep the ones around me, loved ones, you know, as well as friends and stuff, safe as well, healthy. You know, that's been a bit difficult. But, you know, we've been able to push through it. And just like I said earlier, my love for the game is really what's kept me sane and kept me going, you know, during these tough times. Fortunately, I was able to work out, you know, in this little period, you know, where guys were pretty much at home, not able to do anything. So for me, the whole time I was really just itching to get back in the gym with, you know, my guys, you know, the group. I love these guys so much. Being able to, you know, see their faces and you know, talk to them, work out with them is something that, you know, I wouldn't trade for anything else at the moment. So, yeah, just my love has always been there. It's the reason I'm still playing that sport, and it's what drove me, you know, to become better in this little lockout that COVID's created for us.
You were named the most improved player for the Pac-12 last season. And I think I speak for Bruin fans when I say there's a lot of room for you to continue to grow. And we're so excited to see you take more steps coming back for your senior year. And what have you been working on in this off season with this extra time you've had?
Just looking back, film was the number one thing. I love watching games. Everyone loves watching their highlights and whatnot. But I quickly got past that phase and decided to go in and look at areas of my game that I needed to work on. So that includes, you know, my assist to turnover ratio. I've got to get that positive. I got to pick up my assists simply. And I've been working on my ball handling to help that as well. I'm going for 50-40-90 this year. So I've been working on my shot, making sure that, you know, I'm down on the catch, doing my work early, as coach likes to say. And the main thing for me is pretty much leadership. Being the lone senior on the team, got to make sure that I'm vocal from day one. So since we've been in the gym, making sure, you know, the guys know I'm there. I'm an extension of the coaches on the court. And on top of that, when it comes to my game, just playing low. You know, being 6'9", but playing guard's a bit difficult. Having to guard people from, you know, 6'3", all the way up to 7 foot sometimes. So I've got to make sure that I can get low and get in the stance on both sides of the ball. So I'm working on that a lot right now.
Outside of your skill development this offseason and then the leadership role that you are going to take and how mentally you're going to have much more of an opportunity to really shine, how are you managing the growing expectations surrounding you? The UCLA fan base, the coaching staff, your teammates are looking to you to do big things this year, especially coming off, as Nick pointed out, the most improved Pac-12 player award recently. So with all of these things going on a trajectory in your success level and pushing you forward, how do you deal with all that?
Just like I've been doing since I got here, since I had expectations, just taking it a day at a time, making sure I get better every day, in every way. My coaches and my teammates know what type of person I am, what type of player I am. I'm always in the gym. I'm always getting better. And I'm glad that that's contagious, seeing my teammates do the same. And, you know, this coaching staff is pushing us like no other. So for me, expectations are something that makes me smile. when people have high expectations for me, that makes me think that people, you know, think highly of me. And thinking highly of me is something that I enjoy. Because as you guys said, I did win most improved, but I haven't even scratched the surface. So many things that I could improve in for my team and for myself. So just taking it one day at a time and making sure every single day I get better.
So you guys are in your second week of practice now back in the Mo Austin Center. What's it been like just being back with the guys? Anybody look a bit different? Like, hey, you've been working out. What's caught your eye the first week or so that you guys have been back together?
Man, I don't know. Everybody's been working. I've been in contact with all my teammates, so everyone's looking good. You know, we got guys that, you know, bodies looking great. We're not necessarily in shape, but bodies are looking great. Jumpers are looking good. Everybody's been in the gym, so there's no we're still, like, you know, brushing a little bit of the dust off when it comes to working out with Coach Cronin, because that's different than anything we do outside of it. But the biggest thing I say is probably haircuts. You know, everyone noticed I cut my hair off, which is really, really different. Since I got here, I had super duper long hair. but decided to get rid of it. You know, we got guys like Jaime who, you know, had a buzz freshman year. And now he's got mad flow. Dave's rocking the twist like I did last year. But, I mean, I think he's rocking them better than I was. So, I mean, biggest thing would probably be haircuts. But, yeah, everybody's looking good. Body's looking good. Just got to get back into shape and get that chemistry going.
I saw Jake Kyman also has quite the,
Hair
going, growing out. Wow. I mean, yeah, I can't Jake imagine how long.
And you got the middle part, man. That's so, it's so fire. It's so fire.
I felt like last year we saw the shorts come up, and this year might be the year of the hair.
Yeah. Short change this year is going to be the hair.
Chris Smith, the short hair allows him to be more aerodynamic, allows him to only increase in his athletic jump and rock the rim with authority. Can't wait to see you on the court. Bruin fans will be surprised with the new flair, the new hairstyle, and it will be here before we know it. Chris Smith of UCLA Basketball, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day to join us on the Bruin Insider Show.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
So what beautiful medicine basketball can be, Nick, during tough times. We heard Chris talk about the love of basketball kept him sane, kept him going. And then the part two of how important it is for his mental health to be able to be reunited with his teammates. I can just feel his enthusiasm, his optimism, and just how heartwarming that must be and healing to be around everyone on the team.
I was struck having talked to him with you yesterday, and he just feels like he's ready for this senior year. He's ready to be a senior, be the leader of this team, and really show out as being one of the best players in the Pac-12. He seemed comfortable, calm, and ready for this moment that's in front of him.
When we return, we welcome a guest who laced up the sneakers and played for John Wooden. But that's not even his finest achievement, not even close. We'll tell you all about who we're talking about next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
And a reminder that this show is available as a podcast. Just search UCLA Bruins, subscribe, and you'll get the episode every Wednesday morning. Great to talk with Chris Smith previously, and with basketball season comes one of the best days each year on campus in October with the annual Dribble for the Cure event. Brings together UCLA's basketball programs with youth basketball players around the LA area to dribble across campus and raise money to fight pediatric cancer. But like most things in 2020, Dribble for the Cure will look a little bit different this year and is going virtual. So here to tell us about how that is going to happen is the man behind this special event that has raised over $2 million since it began in 2008. He was a two-time national champion playing for John Wooden and is a UCLA Athletics Hall of Famer. Great to have John Vallely back on the program. John, great to talk to you again. Great that Dribble for the Cure is a go in 2020. How were you and your team able to make sure it continued this year?
Well, I'd like to take some credit myself, but I'm surrounded with all these people that are very, very adept at the tech part of the business. And they've come up with some wonderful ideas to be able to carry the Dribble forward, not only at UCLA, but also at St. John's. In fact, St. John's just had their event this last weekend, and it's going great. We're getting some sponsorship and we're getting a lot of team play. And the way it's set up, you can be able to virtually do this in your own home and meet milestones and raise money and put a team together just like we did in the days when we were meeting on campus.
How humbling is it, John, to see how big of a movement you have started and how it's become such a tremendous deal as far as raising money and helping out with pediatric cancer research?
Well, I'd have to go back to something that Coach Wooden said to us after we won the national championship. He said, now don't go out and make fools of yourselves. And so just because I get associated with something like Dribble for the Cure or Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation or Mattel Children's and all the other recipients of the grants and so forth, it's a result of a lot of hard work from a whole bunch of teammates. And I guess I'm more proud of doing also what Coach suggested, and he learned it from Abraham Lincoln, was to surround yourself with people and ideas that you respect. And so the idea was a good one. I actually got that from Tim Floyd over at USC when he was coaching there. Saw it on campus there, and it didn't last very long over at USC. And I just said, with the basketball brand we have at UCLA, why shouldn't we be able to build a great Dribble for the Cure there? Yeah. And so now we're in our 13th year, and we've had different coaches. We now have a different athletic director. But the great thing about UCLA is when they find something that works well and it's a brand that they're excited about, they do promote it. And we've had a lot of help with the whole campus.
Talking with Bruin great John Vallely here on the Bruin Insider Show. Dribble for the Cure coming up on October 11th. You're on the board of the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation. Every year we talk about how the survival rate of pediatric cancer is improving. Where do things stand today?
Well, I think the best way to look at it is because there's 30 or 40 different kinds of cancers and every human body is different. We can look at the overall survival rate. When my little girl was diagnosed back in 1988, only about 40% of the cancer diagnosis survived their disease. And so she did not survive. She lived till she was 12. And ever since that is, my motivation to go ahead and work with the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation and anybody who we can help change the world for these kids with cancer. That survival rate now has gone from 40% to almost 90%. So isn't it amazing that in a half of my lifetime, half of my lifetime, that I was able to be participating with others in changing the world for these kids that had to fight for their life. And as you guys know, I've done it myself as well. I've been through two stem cell transplants, so I know what it's like to lay on the bed wondering what's next. And so I'm just excited that in Aaron's name, my daughter's name, that we're able to pull something off that changes people going forward as far as their life expectancy.
by pouring all these resources in for your little girl's name, how is this the best expression of love for your daughter?
Wow, that's deep in, I guess the expression of love from father to her daughter is something special. I never realized it could be so special as it was for me and Aaron, but feeling that there is a purpose for her life and a purpose for my life and the love that we had together, and to see what she went through, to see what's come of the effort to change the world for kids with cancer, to see that our love affair would produce something like this, that my family would continue to work with my wife, who we just celebrated 50 years, our anniversary, by the way, this summer, and also my son and his wife and our granddaughter. We've all participated, Dribble for the Cure, as well as the other events, the run, walk, and so forth with BCRF. It's just, it is a love affair. It's, I guess it just knows no bounds. It's giving. Certainly we expect something in return from the grants, but it's giving at a level that makes you feel blessed.
And that spirit is what makes Dribble for the Cure so special. John, before I let you go, I have to get a favorite John Wooden memory from you, because his fingerprints are on this event through you.
Yeah, he was very proud of the event. He was reaching the time in his life where he was unable to move as well as he would like to. But he was really proud that we were doing something like this. And of course, he knew Erin, my daughter, and had spent time with her. And so it was really cool that we were able to do this. And John Wooden's been a big motivation for me. I think one of my favorite stories from Coach is when we first met and had our first team meeting, and he gathered us all in a room. He wanted to explain to us the goals for the year. And in this room was the big stars like Sidney Wicks and Curtis Rowe and Lynn Shackelford and Lou Alcindor, who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I'll never forget Coach walking in. It's like right now I can see it. He walks in and he says, "Gentlemen, I want you to take your shoes and socks off." I'll never forget. One person away from me, I think Shaq was sitting next to me and Lou was next to him. And so Lou Alcindor says, "Ah, come on, Coach, not the sock story again." And Coach wanted us to take our shoes and socks off so that he could show us how to put them on properly. And when he walked in and said that, I looked at this coach and I thought, oh, this is not going to be our year. This is the year we're not going to win the championship. In spite of all this talent, we should be out working on the jump shots and the fast break and all this stuff. And he's talking to us about putting on a pair of shoes and socks. I said to him years later, I said, "Coach, when you told that story, you were just setting us up so that you could share with us the pyramid of success, which is the foundation of competing." He says, "No, that isn't why I did it. I wanted to make sure you didn't get blisters." Had nothing to do with leading into a foundational story. But I love that, because I think that has been a big part of my life, whether it was building a family or building a business or building any relationships with others that I respected. So many of the things that I do today are a result of what I learned 50 years ago.
Wow. Well, John, it's been so great to talk to you and so great to hear how Dribble for the Cure is pushing forward, even in 2020, and bringing hope for children with pediatric cancer. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you guys, thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
And that is John Vallely here on the Bruin Insider Show. If you want to get involved with Dribble for the Cure this year, it's coming up on Sunday, October 11th. Registration costs just $10. Head on over to dribbleforthecure.com to sign up. Brian, one of the best days every year.
Oh, he is so special, and his movement is incredible. On the other side, Wayne Cook returns to the radio playing field with us to introduce you to the next edition of the UCLA Football Rewind. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
keys, keys, keys on that
keys is keys, 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 all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
This is the College Football Rewind.
Pass, Bob, give it six.
The kick is good.
And the Longhorns win.
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it. Touchdown, Penn State.
Right pylon. Touchdown, Washington.
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yeah, the crew is here, and while we might have to wait over a month for actual UCLA football games, we do have a way to indulge in some UCLA football nostalgia this Saturday on the radio. Wayne, we've got another edition of the Bruin Football Rewind.
Yeah, UCLA Football Rewind, Matt Stevens, Josh Lewin, and myself, Wayne Cook, we get to sit and relive some great moments. This one this week, Saturday at 10, will be UCLA-Cal from 2018. Fun game. Keyshawn Lucier-South has a couple of huge plays. He has a big interception. He has a scoop and score. Dorian Thompson-Robinson was extremely efficient. This was Chip Kelly's first win as a Bruin, but if you want to see the hear about the locomotive Joshua Kelly, he had a huge game against Cal and a dominating performance. So please check it out.
Yeah, three touchdowns in that game for Josh Kelly. And so people can tune in 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's on AM 570 LA Sports. And you can also listen to it online, ucla.leanplayer.com. But that was a really fun game. We got to see, all right, this is what we're building towards right here, a dominant game all around, taking down an in-state rival.
Absolutely. I think that we got to go, though. We got to take a break, guys. So you better listen, though. It's a ton of fun, and you'll enjoy it.
And let's not forget, Josh Lewin, the voice of the Bruins, has a UCLA podcast that hits shelves every Monday. So download that wherever you digest your podcasts. All right, coming up, why calling the UCLA football program Linebacker U is an understatement. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
The passion.
Eagle 25, first down, 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting blitzed. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be.
football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30. 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
There might not be a better factory for NFL linebackers than what we are seeing at UCLA. I don't know if you've checked out the stats. We're through 3 weeks of the NFL season, and there are three players tied for first in total tackles in the NFL right now. And could you guess that two of them are UCLA Bruins? Eric Kendricks and Miles Jack. Both of them with 33 total tackles as they are wrecking havoc on offenses. And so, Nick, it will be interesting to see. We're going to have some new faces linebacker-wise step up. Who could be the next big linebacker name with the Bruins? It could be a surprise. I can't wait to see who that is.
You know, LSU likes to say they're wide receiver U, Ohio State DBU. UCLA is firmly LBU, linebacker university. And in addition to Jack and Kendricks, of course, Chris Barnes, Jayon Brown, Kenny Young, all playing well in the NFL. We'll see. We got a lot of great recruits this year, as well as Bo Calvert, one of the top returning linebackers. So lots to look out for at that position this year.
Can't wait to see it all come together for producer David Kahn, executive producer Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, our station manager, that is Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, our general manager, Danny Harrington and the UCLA Athletics Communication staff, Nick Cope, Wayne Kirk, I'm Brian Finley. Download the podcast if you missed any of it. Go Bruins!
Has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.